Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is original sin and you. Well, what do I mean by original sin? I mean, who was it that committed the original sin, and how does it affect us? Well, if we look into the scriptures, we see that there was a war in heaven, and a third of the angels were thrown out of heaven with Satan, with Lucifer. So the original sin was caused by an evil spirit who now is the enemy of our souls. The evil one entering into the garden, deceiving Eve, and talking Adam into committing high treason. And that's where we come in, because he was a prototype. He was the first man, and he sinned against God. You remember that the devil told him, you know, if you disobey God, as presented by eating of the apple, you'll not die. Surely you won't. You'll live, and you'll be like God. Adam and Eve believed that, and they died spiritually. Their relationship with God was cut off, and he had to bring them back into the fold. He did that, if you remember, by killing a helpless animal, making skins for them to cover their nakedness. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray, each one to his own way, and the iniquity of us all was laid upon him, meaning Jesus. And then Paul tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Why are we blamed for what Adam has done? I believe, as the scripture says in Romans chapter 5, for as by one man, meaning Adam, sin entered the world, and death by sin, for all have sinned. And then he says, but through one man, Christ, all shall be made alive. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. We didn't have much choice in the matter. We were born into sin. Adam was not. He chose to sin. And it says of the scriptures that Christ was the second Adam. There were really only two men that ever walked the earth. Adam, who sinned, and Christ, who did not. And they were both prototypes. So in Adam, we fell because we were in Adam. And death came upon him like a poison, and it carried through to us. In Christ, all are made alive, and that's the choice. We go from one prototype to the other. And now in this new creature in Christ, we do not sin. Now, it doesn't mean we don't ever sin again. It means that we receive the righteousness of Christ. That's passed on to us. His death paid the price for sin, and his righteousness is imparted to us. So there's a transfer. So that's kind of how original sin affects you. It tears you apart. It comes by nature, a nature of destruction, that we automatically are bent to sin. We have no choice. But thanks be to God that when we believe in Christ, he delivers us from all of that. So when you sin, the Bible says you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus, and you can go before the Lord and ask forgiveness of that sin, knowing that the blood of Christ, as 1 John 1:9 says, will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So think about it. Think about what price was paid for you. What glorious future is yours because you gave your life and your heart to Jesus. God bless you and have a great day.